Coming up on episode number 589, well, with Sunday being the first official day of summer, it's a great time for us to do an episode of all summer covers. And these are ones with summer in the title, so songs about the summer probably won't make it into the show. We got some great covers coming up of Don Henley, Victoria Williams, and The Lovin' Spoonful. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is Tuesday, June 23rd, 2009. My name is Brian Emmett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, presenting the songs of summer. Summer covers is another way I was going to label this show. Songs basically with the word summer in the title just to kind of get you in the mood for a nice long, hot summer. And that just so happens to be the title of the first song in tonight's show, a cover originally done by Style Council. I was either going to save this for a Paul Weller show or have it as part of a summer show. Decided to put it in the latter. This is Carly Bruce doing vocals, and it's the Music for Picture guys. Remember, I did an interview with them a few weeks ago. Music for Picture presents Revisionist History, Volume 1. It's their songs from the great year of 1984. And like you said, Style Council, which is Paul Weller's band after leaving the Jam and before his solo career. Here's their cover of Style Council's Long Hot Summer.
strawberries, cherries, and an angel kissing spring. My summer wine.
My lips, they could not speak. I tried to get up, but I couldn't find my feet. She reassured me with an unfamiliar line, and then she gave me more summer wine. Oh, summer.
Berries, cherries, and an angel kissing spring. My summer.
The sun was shining in my eyes. My silver spurs were gone. My head felt twice its size. She took my silver spurs, a dollar and a dime, and left me craving more summer wine. Summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel kissing spring. My summer wine is really made of all these things. Take off your silver spurs and help me pass the time, and I will give to you summer wine.
Oh, summer.
pepper sunlight. I love her, I mean it, so, so serious. A serious can be.
From their album Things You Should Leave Alone, that is a band called Puricane, a very hypnotic kind of trip-hoppy kind of band, with their cover of Jane's Addiction's Summertime Rolls. Before that, Summer Wine, covered by the Steve Wynn Quintet from the 1998 release Syndicated Dreams Volume 1. This is a really hard album to find, but I gotta say, I love Steve Wynn's voice. There is something so honest and unique about Steve Wynn's voice. There's no flourish, there's no gimmickry, there's no fooling around. You get Steve Wynn's voice, and you know that he means what he's singing. Before that, we start off the show with Long Hot Summer, originally by Style Council, a great band, fronted by the wonderful Paul Weller. A cover there by Music for Picture, from their Music for Picture Presents Revisionist History Volume 1, 1984. Came out this year, had an interview with them earlier this year. And Carly Bruce providing vocals on that track. Well, Coverville, that's the name of the show, right? Tonight is brought to you by Bluehost.com. Bluehost.com is the hosting service that I've used for Coverville ever since those early heady days back in 2004. Coverville, basically, let me back up. Bluehost, let's not talk about Coverville right now. Let's talk about Bluehost. For $6.95 a month, you get unlimited file space, unlimited transfer, which means unlimited bandwidth. That's a huge thing right now because a lot of places are charging for bandwidth or they give you a bandwidth cap. Now, with Bluehost.com, all that bandwidth is included in the price. You also get your domain registered for free, fantastic customer service, and a ton of scripting and extensions and programming stuff that even I don't understand. So check them out, Bluehost.com. And when you're ready to sign up, make sure you go to Coverville.com, click on the link in the right-hand side of the page, or just click on the banner. You'll find it in the show notes for this episode right here. Click on Bluehost.com, and helps me out, helps the show out, and gets you a great deal on your hosting. $6.95 a month from Bluehost.com. All right, well, if you're looking for more mainstream stuff, you know, you're not going to find it with Jane's Addiction covers and covers of Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazlewood like that Steve Wynn Quintet song. You're probably looking for more of the traditional summer songs, and I've got a couple of them in this next set. Let's start with one that was made famous by the Lovin' Spoonful, originally done, recorded by the Lovin' Spoonful way back in the late 60s. This is a cover that came out in 1980 by a group called the Comateens. and you found it recently on an album put together by those fine folks in Nouvelle Vague. The album was called Nouvelle Vague Presents New Wave. And of all the covers of this song I have, this one takes it in the most different direction from the original. Here are the Comateens with their cover of Summer in the City.
Learn from the teens of the late 70s in the summer of the Integrated schools, head stop, the facts of life movies. Girls and boys went away and came back empty after a weekend. Talk on the phone consisted of the hushed voices speaking.
By request from Allison in Philadelphia, that is Funboy 3 with their cover of George Gershwin's Summertime from the Porgy and Bess production. That there's a few different versions of that song floating around by Funboy 3, and if you pick up the most recent best of Funboy 3, you're going to find a much longer 12-inch version of that song, but it drags a lot in the middle, and this is already going to be a fairly long show, so I wanted to play a much shorter version. That version you'll find on another best of Funboy 3, one that came out in the early 90s. Look for that one. You'll find a link to it in the show notes where you can pick that one up via Amazon. But it's a much shorter version, and you know, really all the rest of the songs, I think, on any of those Best of Funboy 3s are always going to be the same. It's always going to be the inmates have taken over the asylum, really saying something. Our Lips Are Sealed, all those great songs by Funboy 3, a great band, and certainly a band whose greatest hits you should have if you like any of their songs, or even that 80s genre of style of new wave. Before that, a song by Soul Asylum that I think most people, myself included, know better as a song by Soul Asylum than actually a song by Victoria Williams, who did the original version. In 1993, a bunch of bands got together and recorded an album called Sweet Relief, a benefit for Victoria Williams. I believe it was to help get her medical insurance. Boy, I should have had these notes in front of me. I think she had multiple sclerosis or leukemia. Like I said, I really should have these notes in front of me. But all these bands got together to record a benefit album for her, with all the proceeds going to her to help with her condition. And Pearl Jam had a great tune on there, Crazy Mary, and of course that fantastic tune there, Summer of Drugs by Soul Asylum. And then we start off that set with a band called Comatines from 1980 with their cover of the Lovin' Spoonful's Summer in the City. Comes from a new collection called Nouvelle Vague Presents New Wave, which has a bunch of these great old songs done in cover form, but not performed by Nouvelle Vague. The Comatines were, like I said, a band from the 80s who were probably best known for a version of the theme from the Munsters that came out around then that was a really big party track. Good old Comatines. Well, you know, going back into kind of the movie repository, let's go ahead and listen to a cover of the theme song from Meatballs, which was called Are You Ready for the Summer? This one's performed by a group called Dirtbike Annie, and it comes from a collection that they put out called It Ain't Easy Being Single, which collected all of their tunes from their vinyl EPs and singles and rarities like that. Here's Dirtbike Annie with their cover of Are You Ready for the Summer?
Are you ready for the summer? Are you ready for the good times?
Yes,
ready for the apple trees, the fruit that leaves, and all that going around?
Are you ready for the summer?
Are you ready for the hot nights?
Are
you ready for the water slides, the butterflies, and all that going around? No more pencils, no more books, no more teachers that hate us.
For the summer.
Nobody on the road, nobody on the beach. I feel it in the air, the summer's out of reach. Empty lake, empty streets, the sun goes down alone. I'm driving by your house, though I know you're not home. But I can't see you, your brown skin shining in the sun. You got your hair combed back and your sunglasses on, baby. I can't tell you my love for you will still be strong. after the boys of summer have gone. Those nights, I wonder if it was a dream. Remember how you made me crazy. Remember how I made you scream. Now I don't understand what's happened to our love. Baby, when I get you back, I'm gonna show you what I'm made of. I can't see you, your brown skin shining in the sun. I see you walking real slow, you're smiling at everyone. I can't tell you my love for you will still be strong after the boys of summer have gone. Saw a deadhead sticking on a Cadillac. Little voice inside my head said, don't look back, you can never look back. I thought I knew what love was. What did I know? Those days are gone forever. I should let them go, but I can't see you. Your brown skin shining in the sun. You got your hair slicked back, those wayfarers on me. I can't tell you my love for you will still be strong after the boys of summer have gone. Friday night, a little light.
everything's alright. Jasmine's in bloom. July is dressed up and playing a tune. When I come home from a hard day's work and you're waiting there, not a care in the world. See the smile waiting in the kitchen, food cooking on a plate for two. Feel the arms reaching out to hold me in the evening when the day is through.
Summer Breeze, by request, going out to John in Pittsburgh, performed there by the Isley Brothers. Yeah, the band that did Shout and Twist and Shout and Who's That Lady and It's Your Thing, all those great songs. Doing a cover there of Seals and Crofts' Summer Breeze. Really cool. More probably along the lines of Who's That Lady as far as timing of that song. Summer Breeze, you'll find on there on a 2001 collection. I shouldn't say this was released by the band as part of their normal library, but this was a collection called Love Songs by the Isley Brothers. Summer Breeze, originally by Seals and Crofts. Before that, that was the voice of Paul Young from a 2006 release called Rock Swings. He's kind of going the Paul Anka and Pat Boone route, where he's recording an album of covers of popular rock songs done in kind of a swing style. You know, his voice has gotten a little more gruff over the years, but still love Paul Young and his great singing. That is a great album. Let's see here. There we go. Before that, you heard Are You Ready for the Summer, which was the theme to the movie Meatballs, performed originally by the Camp North Star Kids Chorus. Of course, right? You knew that. Covered there by a group called Dirt Bike Annie from their album It Ain't Easy Being Single, which collected their rarities, their vinyl EPs, their singles, B-sides, and things like that. Dirt Bike Annie with Are You Ready for the Summer. And you know what? I've got time for one more. George in Eagle Mountain, Utah. Well, I was just there a couple months ago. George wanted to hear a cover of Summertime Blues by the Flying Lizards. And you know, when you think about the Flying Lizards, of course, you think of their amazing cover of Money. That's What I Want. This one follows through in the same vein, and it's just as good. Here's their cover of Eddie Cochran's Summertime Blues.
About working all summer just to try to earn a dollar. Every time I call my baby, try to get a date, my boss says,
Nowadays, son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Oh, well, my mama papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. If you wanna use the car to go riding next Sunday. Well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick.
Now you can't use the car because you didn't work a lick.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Vacation. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called up my congressman and he said, quote,
I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Those are the Flying Lizards, that unmistakable sound that you remember from Money. That's What I Want. There's a band that, you know, it's not like they're changing their style for every song. It is such a faithful, unique sound for the Flying Lizards and their cover of Eddie Cochran's Summertime Blues. And with that, that tribute going out to George in Eagle Mountain, Utah, that is going to bring this episode of Coverville to a close. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can reach me at coverville@gmail.com. That's the email address. Just in case you prefer the phone, though, you can use the number 206-222-COVER or you can visit coverville.com where you can post a message on the blog in the show notes for this show, or join the forums, or rate the songs you heard in this show by clicking on little golden stars. You've done it for Netflix, you've done it for Amazon, why don't you do it for me? Visit coverville.com and check out the blog there where you'll find all of that great stuff. We will be back on Thursday with a cover story for the birthday of Ray Davies, who, of course, fronted the Kinks along with his brother Dave. Let's have a Kinks cover story, Mark II. It's been a long time since I've done a Kinks cover story, so let's do it again, shall we? Make sure you tune in for that. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. I'll say it right now. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.